One early morning, our furnace in the basement started making a horrible noise. It was so bad, I was just sure it was on fire. I was so afraid it was on fire that I could hardly get out of bed to go down and take a look. Well, it wasn't on fire, but it was vibrating like crazy. After shutting it down, I pulled the front cover off and looked in. Of all things, the hamster we were keeping for some friends had escaped and found its way to the basement and into the squirrel cage fan of the furnace. Now that's interesting, a hamster in a squirrel cage fan. Maybe it just wanted to exercise. Well, anyway, about that time, the furnace kicked in, giving the hamster the ride of its life and throwing the whole thing out of balance. When I pulled it out, it tried to bite me. A ride like that would make anybody cranky, and along with being unfriendly, it couldn't walk straight. All it could do was go round and round. The moral of that story? If you get into things you shouldn't, you're just going to end up going in circles. I mean, that's all there's to it. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Are you frustrated with healthcare? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with SBA Co-op, with a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored for real life needs. Call me at 720-600-7797. Visit our website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. We have what individuals and families need. More valuable benefits, lower costs, and no deductibles.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look back. Okay, hour two of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. I don't want to confuse you. The first hour is archived also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And talking about these weapons, weather warfare weapons, the black and the white. Right now, there is the I'm just almost going to go at deciding which direction to go. Because I think something that I was, the direction I was going to go with the matter of weather warfare weapons, I better stick with that for just a second. So, in the world, the center or the apparatus of death, the weather warfare weapons, the systems that are being used by the Defense Department are centered in Colorado, right here in this plateau, this mountain in the heart of the United States of America, Boulder, Colorado. NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research, NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, just to the south of downtown Boulder. And these two agencies are tied into Martin Marietta down south of Denver, tied into the military base in Colorado Springs, into all of the military network in Denver, tied into Boulder, the Google in downtown Boulder, in my view. They need power. They need a lot of kilowatts, amperage, volts. Well, you have it right there, just east of Boulder. You have that public service station, that generating station. Plenty of power. One thing that Google moved into Boulder, it's one of their center locations, centrally located right here in Colorado, in Boulder, the high occult center of Colorado. Denver, Boulder, Colorado Springs. And Google needs watts, amperage, volts. And so there is no shortage of power. And if needed, the citizens will have blackouts, but not NCAR, not NOAA, not Google. And then down in Denver, you have the big public service power station there in Commerce City. You have the other one downtown Denver, off of I-25, south of the football stadium. So plenty of power. Then in Pueblo, you have the old power station there for the, not just for the people, but for operations in Colorado Springs. And then CSU, with all their new research, mapping the atmosphere right there out of CSU, from what I've heard, they need power to run their petabyte systems, which are tied into the facility west of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And the talk on the street is that all this stuff is very hush-hush. But Christ did say, nothing will be hidden. And the weather weapons are now being used on the American people. With these weather warfare weapons, they don't affect just the American people. With hurricanes like Helene and the one right after that in the East Coast. No. These things, this weaponry, like I stated in the last hour, Africa petitioned at the UN 1976, passed laws at the UN level to forbid the United States, Russia, and China from using weather warfare weaponry on Africa to interfere with their weather patterns, their spring rains. You think these countries are going to abide by what the UN says? No way. There's a diswire.com. This was at the last day of the year in 2024. Government is using directed energy weapons on American citizens. A former CIA officer identifies under alias Alice revealed chilling account of injuries she claims caused by directed energy weapons. These incidents officially terminated anonymous health incidents known as Havana Syndrome, affected hundreds of U.S. intelligence diplomats and military personnel abroad and within this country. An exclusive interview with CBS News' Catherine Herridge. Alice shared her experience of being targeted during her service in Africa. So not only weather warfare, but energy weapons, directed energy weapons also. The Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Thank you.
directed energy weapons, weather warfare, and then the technology to use satellite to penetrate the surface of the Earth and to observe what is happening beneath the crust of the Earth. I think back in the 90s, I heard down to 50 miles. How that technology works, I don't know. But they use it to locate oil and underground caves to view whatever is underground. They know where all of Russia's underground cities are, all of the cities that are underground in this country, the military underground bases, Area 51. And then where are the other areas? There is another area like Area 51 that's even more top secret. I forget where. But all of this technology is being used to really, it's being used against the people of the world. And this lady goes on to say about directed energy weapons. Symptoms: vertigo, head and ear pressure, persistent ringing in the ears. Over time, the issues escalated to traumatic brain injuries, cognitive impairments. The attack drastically altered her life, forcing her into medical retirement in her 40s. She was in Africa. She said that she heard a voice, a weird noise. It was a really weird sound she could never forget. About a second or two, I felt it in my feet, kind of like a reverb from a speaker. And she said that she was managing critical national security operations, a government employee. She said, I was paid for my brain. I was paid for my ability to write well, to write for the president. I was paid to meet with foreigners to get information that would help advance U.S. security objectives. Now I can't do that. Major focus of her claims is the CIA's response or lack thereof to these incidents. When asked by Herridge whether the intelligence community was obstructing congressional investigations, Alice was unequivocal. Quote, it's a cover-up. It should be terrifying to every American. He accused the CIA of gaslighting victims, designed to make us think we're crazy and question our own injuries. The lack of the agency's transparency, they refuse to take the issue seriously. It has left many victims without adequate support. Though the evidence points to foreign adversaries such as Russia or China as the potential perpetrators. A leaked Defense Department letter has validated the reality of these injuries, contradicting the intelligence community's assertion that foreign involvement is very unlikely. Go ask Alice. So then this was again December 31st, 2024. And there was a recent congressional report supported the likelihood of foreign adversary involvement, noting that many victims, including Alice, worked on issues related to Russia, cybersecurity, or election interference. CIA Director William Burns privately acknowledged the possibility of Russian involvement. So in other words, they're not denying that there's this capability to use these directed weapons. He's not denying it. He's actually saying that, yes, It most likely was Russia. So these weapons do exist. I was reading an article the other day, the January 6th people there in Washington, D.C., they have evidence that they were using heat technology, and then what was the second technology they were using? Heat, and this wasn't like tear gas or clubs. Heat, and what was the other one? Oh, it was another frequency that caused agitation. It caused the people to be agitated, to become violent, aggressive. There was a movie, I wouldn't recommend seeing it. It's called the, it's out of England, out of Europe, with Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, what was the name of that? I'll have to think of it. But they used in it, they were implanting a device in the back of the ear. And then all at the same time, they sent a frequency out and it would cause these people to become violent. They began to kill each other. Something gentlemen. And this is exactly, they're telling us, the media, the Hollywood is presenting to those who watch these movies what technology they have, what they can do with it. And they would actually cause people to be so agitated they would go on a murder spree. I'll think of that name of that movie. I wouldn't recommend it. It's a little foul, naturally. But the principles behind it are extremely important. There's another movie, too. I'll think of it. Again, it's foul, but the technology that they're presenting is disturbing. With, I think somebody just sent it to me. I normally turn my phone off, but this will just... Kingsman. The Kingsman with the Samuel L. Jackson. And they're using cell phone... All the cell phones are tied into this network. And with it, they rule and control the leaders of the world through this frequencies. It's kind of a foul movie to a degree. It's very violent, but the technology that they're presenting is astounding. It's very interesting. I was talking also about the people in prison, you know. These individuals are criminals. But when you start talking about the people in the government, like the usual suspects in the last, prior to Donald Trump administrations, these people on death row that are in for life. When you start to talk about the criminals in Washington, D.C., these people are not the criminals. These people kill maybe 50 people, which is bad. But not when you can kill 500,000. So they talk about these type of people. And I was talking about the Governor Newsom, his aunt Pelosi. Well, Aunt Nancy Biden comes out. This is the DailyMail.com. He takes a gentle swipe at Nancy Pelosi. And he's on a ban now. He's on a, excuse me. He wants to ban these Congress people from congressional stock trading. He waded into the controversial issue despite staying out of it in the past, leaving it to lawmakers to decide their own rules. But he stated just a few days ago, nobody in the Congress should be able to make money in the stock market while they're in Congress. Nancy, hint, hint, wink, wink. The surprise comment came in an interview with Fayez Sakur, a political advisor to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He says that the article says that Pelosi played a critical role in the behind-the-scenes Democratic effort to get Biden to step back from his reelection campaign over the summer last year, resulted in a shocking decision to step back from the race. She was part of it. This cleared the way for a vice president who never was the vice president, Kamala Harris, who also doesn't know her limitations. Kamala Harris, who eventually, as we know, lost to Donald Trump in a landslide. Now, it was in this article, which is today out of the Daily Mail, it states that the speaker is still currently in German hospital after the hip replacement surgery following the fall during the congressional trip to Luxembourg. And I can tell you what that trip was about. I am pretty sure. More money for Ukraine and how to hide the money and the billions of dollars going into Ukraine, where it's going to be funded, who's going to get it, who's going to, how it's going to be redirected to the criminals in power. Well, maybe it was a punishment, maybe karma. What goes around comes around. Being at the wrong place at the wrong time. So anyhow, many of these prominent lawmakers that have benefited from stock trades, one of them is Pelosi. Her husband, Paul, a wealthy investor. And then Pelosi earned 65% return in 2023. She traded nearly $4 million in stocks. Her estimated wealth presently is $250 million. So Joe Biden comes out and in a veiled, you know, kind of a gentle way is pointing to Pelosi. Then her husband, with his stock trading, he unloads these Visa shares just a few months before the federal government sued the company. Financial disclosures show the California governor's, the Democrat's husband, not governor, her husband, Paul, he sells 2,000 shares of Visa January 1st last year for at least $500,000, if that's what's known, but because there was going to be an investigation into Citibank. And an ex account, I've got a hold till after this break, but the prisoners are very afraid of these criminals. These criminals are untouchable. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything, They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Hello, radio family. This holiday season, are you dealing with weight gain, low energy, digestive discomfort, blood sugar control, and more?
We have your natural solution. Right now, for the Christmas season, purchase a large from our friends at Good Brew. They will ship out an extra small with your order absolutely free. Purchase a large and receive one large and one small. Only offer to our loyal listeners at naturallyinspiredradio.com/good. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com/good.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modare Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Okay, so the men on death row and in these Supermax prisons, they know who the real criminals are, and it isn't really them. It is those in power and we don't have the power. So I'm distracted. We have an event going on here at the station and a lot of background noise. So I'm a little distracted, but I'm going to focus. With I've got an article that I'm going to hunt down. Okay, LR Mayor Karen Bass, she doesn't know her limitations. Pelosi and her husband are insider trading. That's what criminals do. Government energy weapons directed at citizens at the Capitol. On January 6th, 4 years ago, they were using two weapons. One is a weapon that causes heat to make you uncomfortable, I guess. The other causes the people in the crowd to be agitated. And what happens when you're agitated? mayhem, chaos, murder, death, violence occurs. So that's what they were using. Is that what happened? Was it that second weapon, the one that causes agitation? And did it actually hit those who were in the security to begin to respond initially by throwing these tear gas things out there? Some guy shot, hit a guy, went through his lip, shot, just started shooting. Were they using that? And these security men were also involved in or being affected by this energy weapon? We don't realize what type of evil is in the world. We're just not aware of it. Then, on the lighter side, the Pope of Rome, of the Catholic Church, who is truly not the vicar of Rome, he's working with the World Economic Forum to destroy Christianity, to usher in a one-world religion. I've been wanting to talk about this before I forget. And there's an archbishop who was excommunicated from the Catholic Church, Carlo Maria Vigano, excommunicated by the Vatican, issued a strong warning about Pope Francis, who is collaborating with the World Economic Forum. He claims that they are working to dismantle Christianity. He says that Klaus Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution and the agenda of global finance have found an active ally in Pope Francis. He says, far from remaining a neutral observer, which would already be unprecedented, Francis has become an enthusiastic collaborator, using his position of moral authority to endorse initiatives that seek to dismantle traditional society. There are definitely religious wars taking place. I don't want to bring in Islam. I want to put it to the side. Within the seven lampstands that Christ, that John the Apostle wrote, the seven churches or lampstands in Revelation chapter 1, excluding Islam, excluding the Antichrist worship system that's coming. Within the group of seven churches, there is a war taking place between the fourth church, Thyatira, and the seventh church, Laodicea. So, how do we identify these two lampstands? Well, the third church, the third lampstand, are the Greek churches / Russian, Ukrainian, the Orthodox family. They just had their Christmas here on the 7th of January. My wife is Serbian. They call it Serbian Christmas, or Russian. Russia celebrates Christmas on the 7th. They're not going by the Gregorian calendar. It might be actually a little more accurate, but the fourth church, right after the Greek churches, Rome came into existence, Thyatira. The fourth church, Thyatira, is the Roman Catholic Church. It's the big brother. It's an older brother, a big brother. But then number seven, the Laodicean Church, is the Evangelical Christianity of America. So there's a war between the fourth church and the seventh church for world domination, religious domination, a theocracy. It's in motion. It's happening right now. It's evident to me, not evident to many people. Rome is trying to use the World Economic Forum to expand her global power and to bring in a Catholic millennium. And I'm afraid to say, Catholic people, that Pope Francis is not a true believer. Pope Francis will be tender, if he's still alive, to Antichrist in the West coming out of America. I'm warning the Catholic people. Pope Francis will try to join the Antichrist beast system with the Catholic Church internationally. But at present, there's also another plan by the evangelical churches in America to bring about an international theocracy that will be directed by the evangelical churches in America. Very powerful movement, and the clash of these titans is taking place. The older brother and a younger brother are vying for control of the world. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Radio listeners, this is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The reason I'm presenting this to you about these two churches or these two lampstands in Revelation chapter 1 is prophecy is being fulfilled with this war between America's evangelical Christianity and Rome's uh, rule of the world. Rome is the big brother. He's an older brother. And powerful. But the new lampstand, or the new lampstand in the United States of America, evangelical Christianity, is more, I use the word dynamic. Evangelical Christianity has many advantages over Catholicism. Many, many. A deeper understanding of salvation, redemption, a deeper understanding of propitiation, all these terms, being made right with God, the forgiveness of sins, the way in which Christ intended to indwell, live within the believers, that Christianity or the family of Christ, whenever they are involved themselves with the affairs of the societies in which they are in, there will always be persecution, and I'm afraid there is great persecution coming to all of these seven lampstands, especially the Roman Church. It's going to be very perplexing to the Catholic people when a great, I hate to use the word, martyrdom begins to occur with the Catholic people. The Catholic Church, they've always, with the those that are, you might say, loyal to Catholicism, they get the best education. The militaries of the world have studied the psychological profiling that has been perfected through the Catholic churches. The priests have been able to look at children when they're born, just out of the womb, and they know which of these children they have these men through their techniques of profiling babies. They can tell those who are alert, those who are lethargic, those who are in between, and they pick the choice males. Then they also can tell, this part of the gifting of God's people, the holy people of God in the Catholicism, they know those that have a, you might say, spiritual sensitivity in these children, and they pick these individuals to be the priests. Of course, you always get those within the priesthood in Rome that have always been very corrupt. I'm sorry to begin this conversation this late in the program, because I won't be able to follow through, but I'm giving you bits and pieces. Well, the militaries of the world, like the United States, we have studied the psychological techniques of Rome. The Germans did it. The English did it. All the nations of the world, they have taken Thyatira, the Catholic Church's, you might say, techniques. They can tell intellect. Those who go to Catholic schools, by the third grade, the Catholic Church, the teachers, the nuns or the teachers presently, they focus on comprehension. You get your ABCs, your reading, you get your spelling, all of this in grades 1 and 2. But by the third grade, all the attention goes to the comprehension abilities. This is what happened in Germany with the school that Angela Merkel was in the orphanage. Techniques out of the Roman Catholic Church. By the third grade, she was deeply steeped into comprehension. This is why you have so many in the Supreme Court that are in the political world in America. They're brilliant people because most of them come out of Catholic education and then go into Jesuit universities like Notre Dame, like down in Denver, what is it, Regis College? The Catholic churches have really perfected all the principles that are needed to educate their congregants. Then the United States military, then what we do, we picked up and we have documented. There are, what is it, a friend of mine told me, he studied this. I think he said there are 67 degrees of intellectual ability. 67. I only know of like five. Photographic, audiographic. Marco Rubio, he can remember every word he's ever spoken, every word that was spoken to him, every conversation. That's why he's so brilliant. That's excluding the photographic. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We've got to keep going to different and deeper atmospheres every day. The Present Truth.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
All right, as soon as I could catch my breath here, I had to cough. I'll finish out the program. And there was a second movie, Kingsman, if you want to see the technology they may have to control you through your cell phone. It's kind of a crude movie, but Kingsman with Samuel Jackson. Then you have another movie that I've been watched two or three times. Very good. Very interesting movie. Called The Beekeeper. With Jason, I'm going to butcher his last name, Statham. I would try to say Stratham, but I think it's Statham. Very good movie. And the principles in it really are relatable to the those in the government, in the continuity of government, deep state. What they do to assure, ensure, make it possible that no matter what happens, whether it be nuclear weapons, whether it be companies like China or nations like China or Russia corrupting our databases, empire must live. It must, even if all the power in the country is turned off, empire will exist. AI will not be denied volts and watts and kilowatts. AI will not be denied. You read Revelation chapter 13. There will be no shortage of power for the new coming worship system. There will be plenty of power, whether it comes solar, whether it comes nuclear, through oil, through gas, through scalar energy. There will be power for the coming beast worship system. We may, our air conditioners may go out, our heaters, our heating, our furnaces, our ovens, microwaves, gas burners may go out, but AI will live. Continuity of AI. This is what's coming to the world, no matter what. Continuity of government. And in the movie The Beekeeper, it is really very interesting. I watched it 2-3 times to get the principles. The principles are fantastic. And it's a good, clean movie. It's not good for little children because there's a lot of violence. But for today, Rick Rodriguez. I'm glad we had noise in the building today. It kind of threw me, sent me in a different direction. I'll be back tomorrow.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.